Hi, thank you for coming. I realize it's after class, but there's a matter I need to discuss with you, and can't wait till tomorrow. Please, have a seat right there in front of my desk. It's come to my attention some rather disturbing things about your behavior. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Well, let me tell you. So a student who will remain anonymous has come forward and told me a few things. Apparently, after you get out of my class, you decide to go to the bathroom. The student told me about how yesterday she heard strange noises coming from one of the stalls. She was rather shocked by them. When she came out the stall and she washed her hands, she surprised you. Apparently, as you were coming out of the stall, you were putting a dildo in your backpack. Now, I'm going to ask this once. Is any of this true? Well, you understand why I can't just take your word for it. I need to confirm that, in fact, you don't have those kind of toys in your backpack. We are a very strict conservative school, and we don't tolerate that kind of behavior here. So please, may I have your backpack? We can either do this the easy way or the hard way. Give me your backpack now. Thank you, young lady. Now, let's see here. Everything seems to be in order. Oh, wait a minute. This is rather troubling, young lady. I can't believe what she said was true. I'm honestly very disappointed in you. This is not ladylike behavior. The fact that you're bringing something like this at school when you can do it at your house, it shows that you have no restraint, that you can't control your basic sexual urges. You're no better than... And I'm sorry for using this language, but no better than a slut. What are we going to do about this, young lady? I guess we'll have to call your parents, have them come over and talk with me and the principal. Oh, I'm sorry. You really don't have a choice in the matter. You surrendered your ability to make a choice when you couldn't control those urges. But there is something I need to know before I make the phone call. Can you answer something for me? Why do you always seem to do it after my class? You always pay attention to my class. You're always looking at me, and I can tell you have such great interest in my class. That's why it was so hard for me to believe that when the student came forward and told me about what he did. Oh my God. Really? I make you have those urges? Well, we certainly can't have you going around after my class and doing those things. What if you get caught? Did you ever stop to think about that? We definitely can't have your parents or the principal finding out why you're doing those dirty, naughty things after my class. We need to work something out. You're a great student. You behave very well during class, and it would be a shame to have your record on this school tainted by such a foolish act. I know exactly what we need to do about this little situation. You're going to listen to me, and listen to me well. I'll repeat this once. You have absolutely no choice in this matter. Understood? Now, let me get up and sit on the desk in front of you. I need you to listen well for what I'm going to propose. Here's your dildo. Take it. You're going to be taking care of your little urges in my classroom after class from now on. You'll do it with my supervision, and you'll do it here. I need to make sure that you get those urges taken care of, and that you don't get caught. It would be very bad for the both of us and the reputation of the school if you got caught. Now, I want you to pull your pants down. Yeah, you heard me. Do it. There we go. Now, use the suction cup on the dildo and set it on the chair. Now, you're going to spit on the dildo and get it nice and wet. Yes, you heard me. Did I stutter? That's it. What a good girl you're being right now. You want to take care of those urges, don't you, young lady? Well, I'll help you. Don't you worry about that. Now you're going to turn back around facing me and sit down slowly, pushing the tip put the dildo inside your tight little pussy. Oh. I didn't think you would do it that fast. You're just waiting for each of my commands with such eagerness on your part. I think somebody is enjoying this. Now keep going down on it. I want you to be sitting down all the way on the chair, getting that dildo as deep as it gets. Oh, you're quivering and those slight moans betray you right now. You're enjoying this, aren't you, dirty sluts? Now, start moving yourself up and down slowly. Let yourself feel it filling you up, making sure you get every inch deep inside of you as you go up and down. Oh, look at you, such a fucking naughty little girl. Keep looking at me, young lady. I want you to know who is the one giving you this. The one that is taking care of your urges. That's it. Keep going. Start picking up the speed. Don't worry about the noise of the chair. No one will hear you. That's it. Don't stop. Is this what you need, huh? Be a naughty girl for your teacher. Bouncing up and down on that dildo while you look at me. Wishing you were riding me right now. I'm sorry, but I'm your teacher and we can't do such a thing. You'll have to keep fantasizing about me. Making you sit on my lap. Grabbing you by your hips. And thrusting you up and down while my big cock opens your tight little pussy. Oh, that made you tremble, didn't it? Keep going. Come on now. We don't have all day, young lady. Oh, look at that. We only have 5 minutes till I have to leave. You'll have to come before that, or you won't get to come at all. Oh, come on. That should be plenty of time for such a young, horny little slut like yourself. I'll make it easy for you. I'll count to 15, and you'll keep riding that dildo on the chair. Really good and hard while you look at your favorite teacher. You won't come. Don't you dare come before I get to 15. If you want this to repeat itself after class tomorrow, you'll be a good student and come when I tell you to, okay? Good girl. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's it. Let yourself go. Look at me while you fucking come. I want you to know who did this. Your favorite teacher got you to make a mess all over the chair. Such a good student that you are. You came so fucking hard. I had no idea you were holding on to those kind of urges for me. Now we're done here, young lady. I want to see you here again after class, and we'll be taking care of your little problem again. If you keep following the instructions like you did today, it should become quite the regular occurrence. You can go now, young lady. See you tomorrow.